First of all, I'd like to just thank you guys for taking your time out to come out and just hear me out for a little bit. I had many nights and many days and a lot of time to reflect on, you know, a lot of things. And, you know, I usually prepare my speeches just coming off the top. But during the time I had a chance to jot a lot of things down. And just a little bit, I just want to first off apologize to, you know, Steve Bisciotti, Ozzie Newsome, and Coach Harbaugh. Yeah, and also want to apologize to my fans, to the kids, to everyone who was affected, you know, by this situation that me and my wife were in. And throughout this time, you know, we really had a time to, you know, reflect on each other. And, you know, one thing that we were blessed to work it out together. And though we know any relationship is perfect, you know, but me and Janae together, you know, what counseling has done for us, you know, we want the world to see that it definitely did help us out. And, you know, I pride myself on, you know, my job is a very prideful job, the NFL, and I'm blessed to be playing at the highest level of sports. But the job that I did was more than scoring touchdowns. You know, it was getting out into the community. It was helping out. So when all of you seen this come upon, you know, this thing happened with me and my wife, you know, everybody questioned, you know, what happened. And, you know, one thing I can say is that, you know, sometimes in life you will fail, you know, but I won't call myself a failure. Failure is not getting knocked down. It's not getting up. And, you know, I just gotta, sorry, just want to hit on everything. And, you know, failure is not getting knocked down. It's not getting up. But I know many of my supporters, sponsors who have, you know, acted as so to, you know, not want to be, you know, in partnership with me, you know, that's my fault. That's my fault. I take full responsibility for that. And, you know, one thing that I do know is that I am working every day to be a better father, a better husband, you know, and just a better role model. And, you know, my daughter left the room. And, you know, the best thing I have to do is be a role model for her throughout everything. And, you know, my wife is here. And I just want to thank her for loving me where I was weak and building up where I was strong throughout this whole situation. And lastly, I wanted to, sorry, get my notes. Lastly, I just wanted to look at you all in the room who've covered me over the last 7 years, six going on 7 years. And for everybody here, you know, I want you to know that, you know, I'm still the Ray Rice that you, you know or used to know or grown to love. You know, I'm still the same guy, you know, and as me and Janae wish we could take back 30 seconds of our life, we definitely sit here today and tell you that, you know, we are better parents. We are better lovers, and we're also better friends throughout the situation. And as our family sit here today, you know, we want to just thank you for encouraging us. Mom, thank you. Mr. Palmer, my father I never had, thank you for teaching me what it is to be a man. And you know, I know it wasn't easy when you seen everything that happened, but I just remember your words, you know, you'll get through it. And those words always stick with me deeper than anything that I can imagine, because one thing you gave me was trust. And we're working on our relationship, but one thing you used to trust me is that, you know, I have Janae's best interests. And just want to thank all my supporters for the very kind times of notes or whatever you sent. I just want to thank you all for taking the time out to, you know, even reach out. You know, I want to personally thank our counselor, you know, Dr. Paul Ball, and I want to personally thank, you know, our team chaplain, Johnny Shelton, who's here today, for ministering us during this time and showing us a different way of, you know, because coping alone was definitely, you know, not easy. But bringing us together, times of fellowship, really made things a lot better for us. You know, every day wasn't easy, but through all things, you know, we were able to get through this. And, you know, and there was a lot of tears shed, but me and Janae can truly say that, you know, we're in a better place. And we just hopefully all one day gain back everyone's trust to let y'all know that, you know, we're still the same people and I'm still the same person. And, you know, I really treat my job as a very special job. And, you know, I failed miserably, but I wouldn't call myself a failure because I'm working my way back up. And I think my wife has something to say. I don't want to be the only one who, you know, we were in this together. So, Janae, you got something?
Yes. First, I want to say thank you for all of those who have supported us throughout this situation. I do deeply regret the role that I played in the incident that night. But I can say that I am happy that we continue to work through it together. And we are continuing to strengthen our relationship and our marriage and do what we have to do for not only ourselves collectively, but individually, and working on being better parents for Raven and continue to be good role models for the community like we were doing before this. I love Ray, and I know he will continue to prove himself to not only you all, but the community, and I know he will gain your respect back in due time. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ray.